Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
That's what the president said, the former president, back on January 6th this week. That will be at the heart of the Senate impeachment trial against Donald Trump. Again, it's about the two-thirds majority finding 17 Republican senators who will say, that it was the president that that rhetoric fueled what happened on January 6th. It will be interesting to watch. I cannot imagine in any way, shape, or form that the numbers will be there. So the 9 House impeachment managers leading Trump's prosecution team made it clear in an 80-page brief filed last week that they'll argue that his role in inspiring the crowd to action began long before the 70-minute speech that he gave. They assert that the violence was virtually inevitable after the president, then president, spent months falsely claiming the election had been stolen from him. His lawyers are opposite, obviously, arguing the opposite of that and saying that he has First Amendment rights. First of all, what he said at the rally is protected. His lawyers have denied that his attacks on the 2020 election can be proved false, or that his comments in the run-up to January 6th or at the rally that day constituted incitement. And that's where we are, kicking off the week. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you spent some of it watching the Super Bowl. Speaking of kicking, it was not the Super Bowl that many expected, particularly people who are Kansas City fans, because it was all about Tom Brady and the defense of the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers 31, the Chiefs 9. It is the 7th Super Bowl for Tom Brady, his 5th MVP trophy, and it was the first socially distancing Super Bowl that we've ever had. There were interesting commercials that highlighted, I thought, moments where they highlighted small businesses, which was great. They emphasized supporting small business in a few of the spots. And I thought it was also excellent that frontline workers were given tickets to the Super Bowl. So there were a lot of the people that risk it every day, the EMTs, the surgeons, the workers, from teachers to people who are in transportation. So bravo on that. That was the way to do it. And then there was a lot of cardboard cutouts, too, because that's what the stadiums are filled with these days. And it's interesting because you had a line judge who was part of the crew, so the first female to do that, and you had a Bucks assistant, first female coach to win a Super Bowl. So there were some big moments for women in this. You had referee Sarah Thomas, who became the first official to work Super Bowl, the biggest game, and last year Katie Sowers was the first female coach in the Super Bowl, but remember, San Francisco lost to the Chiefs. This time around, you had a coach that won, and it was Maral Javed Divar, who became the first female assistant to do that. So anyway, so there were a lot of firsts in history and numbers, and I always say it's all about the numbers, isn't it? And it really is. Whatever we're talking about, somehow it always bounces back to numbers. A big day for Tampa Bay and a rough outing for the Chiefs, no doubt. And there's many angles to look at in the game, and I will offer that up on in a blog on KateDelaneyRadio.com this week, because there were some other things that happened in and around the game, I think, that are worth talking about that we'll talk about this week a little bit here, but we'll also spill over into that blog to give you a little bit more. There were lots of conversations about drunk crowds and not wearing masks, and would this be a super spreader event just around the nation, but in Tampa itself. And Randy Kaye, who is a CNN reporter, who I know from Dallas days, found herself in shocked that the Super Bowl crowds were drinking in Tampa before the big game and that they were not masked. She was reporting from downtown Tampa and was talking about being surprised by that and trying to keep their production team safe. And they were trying to enjoy it safely, but it was very crowded, and so she was double-masked. And they were showing that. They were showing what Ybor City, which is an area in Tampa, had a massive crowd, a lot of them not wearing masks. There were the Super Bowl revelers, I guess, that were gathering around the bars. And at one point, they talked to the Tampa police and said, "What are you doing about this?" And they said that they were concerned, but and they have mandates. But how can you get all those people? If you're not wearing a mask and you can't safely social distance, what they said in Tampa is you could be fined up to $500, but it's really being ignored. So the Tampa Bay police said that they were disappointed told her by what they've seen in some of the establishments that risk being shut down. So they may pay the price ultimately because of that. So I am not shocked that there were people that went to the bars were open, and that there wasn't social distancing and whatnot, because it's the Super Bowl and they were going to find a way to do that, and this was the moment for Tampa. But it is scary because of the numbers you see with COVID and where they are at this point with 463 deaths and 27 million cases. That is, in some cases, the numbers are higher. In some areas, the numbers are slightly going down. The vaccination is they're starting to get more vaccination that comes in. More people are trying to figure out how they can get it. They're on lists. You know, that is the topic that all of us grapple with, I think, in my backyard, in your backyard. It's the first thing everybody says to me. I have a great aunt. I got my first shot. Everybody in my park, which they're older people, we all got the first shot. I have friends in the healthcare industry. I have friends on the front lines in different areas, and they have been vaccinated, which, by the way, 5 out of 5 have told me no side effects. No side effects is what they've said, because there's a big concern about that. If you are looking, wherever you're listening to my voice, for a way to get vaccinated, look at every list you possibly can and get yourself on it, because that's the best way to get through. Once you get through, they pass you over on the other lists, and it takes some time to, in some cases, to finagle that. I was saddened to learn, but this is a life well lived. At the death of George Shultz, Reagan's longtime Secretary of State, he died at the age of 100. He spent so much of his time trying to improve Cold War relations with the Soviet Union and figuring out a course for peace in the Middle East. So, dead at the age of 100. This or That, coming up next.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Sir Eric must be here because it's time for this week's This or That. Hey, Eric, our technical maestro, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I think you should reveal to the audience that you had to slip out of the studio momentarily because how cold is it at the mothership in Minneapolis?
If I had to guess, I'd say around 0 degrees. Maybe zero. Maybe negative 3.
Oh, I was walking the dog today, and I thought 42 degrees was freezing.
No, that's warm.
Yeah, that's like a day at the beach for you.
Yep, it's like that's like a t-shirt and shorts weather.
Yeah, I didn't have any t-shirt or shorts on. I had layers. I had a coat on, zipped all the way up. I had a hoodie that was on. I went, took him to a dog park, and I was unidentifiable, I'm sure, because I was cold. It was early. Oh, that's crazy. I don't know that I could do zero. I know I've done it in my life, but it's been a long, long time. Wow.
You barely feel it, to be honest. You just...
Because you're used to it.
Well, also because it, like, numbs your body.
I'm too numb to feel it, so that's just how I deal with it. That's, you know what, that's when you get one of those cars that has the seat warmers. That's when the seat warmers are great.
You nailed it, yep.
Yeah, we have seat warmers, and I used to think, this is stupid. Why do we need seat warmers? And then I realized when there's a very, very cold day, oh, this is actually pretty good. So
exactly. Yep.
So we don't even have to do this or that. We both like seat warmers. With snow, and there are a lot of places where people are listening to us where they're experiencing lots of snow, even extra snow in the Northeast. They had a bunch on top of what they had last week. And you have the opportunity to just ski. Do you do cross-country skiing or downhill, this or that?
Downhill.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. The cross-country skiing looks fun, and then it looks exhausting and crazy at the same time. Like, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of gliding on my skis.
Yeah, I don't know. You go faster, too, right?
Downhill, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think. I mean, unless you're just... No, you definitely are going faster. I mean, even like Olympic athletes, they're pretty adept with their cross-country skiing, but they're not going as fast as a downhiller. Yeah, downhill to me, you go down, whoo, and provided nobody's in your way and all the other freaky things that can happen, and you get down to the bottom, get on the lift, and then you do it again.
Yeah, that's... I think we're more of like a rush kind of people, you know, like adrenaline...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be more adrenaline. Yeah, I would be more adrenaline person. Although I have a weird, I'll tell you a quick weird story. When, because I have that adrenaline rush thing, when I was 16, I got invited to go with the rival high school. They had a ski trip and I had friends there. I went to Cherry Hill East, this was Cherry Hill West, and I said, of course. So I went on the ski trip and I hadn't really skied that much. But I was kind of athletic, right? So, of course, I decide, yeah, I can do this black diamond thing. I hit a lift pole. So someone's calling my name. I turned. Yes, why not turn on when you're going flying downhill? And I hit a lift pole, and it was so scary. And I can't believe I didn't break my leg or something worse happened, but I couldn't move it. And so now what was worse, for anyone listening, what was worse is I had to wait for the ski patrol because I was hurt. And, of course, everybody's getting help. It's not about that. But by the time they get there and they put you in a basket and ski you down to the bottom. You, like, lay in a... I felt like I was, like, in a coffin flying 100 miles. It was so scary. And then, plus, I'm like, whoa, what's going on with my leg? They're like, oh, no, you're not getting back up on the skis. And then that's what they did. So I was pretty near the top, and we had to go all the way down. Whoa. You are, like, trusting that that basket is not going to get unhooked and you're not flying.
Yeah,
right?
Was it scary?
It was scary. It was so scary. I was so happy to be out of that. And I didn't ski for a long time after that. That was in Killington, Vermont. And, of course, it was icy and I was stupid and silly to think I could just, you know, ski down the Black Diamond. Now I would be much more cautious, although I still like that whole adrenaline thing. So you have the opportunity to get appetizers, and, you know, you don't get appetizers a lot if you get a big meal. It used to be the thing, you'd get appetizers and desserts and all these other things. But if for an appetizer, wings or sliders, this or that, which would you get?
I'm a pretty loyal wings guy.
So wings.
Yeah.
I probably would get wings, too, although they're messy. They can be messy. It depends. Do you get them? Do you like them battered up? Like, what's your favorite kind of wings?
I like them done two different ways. Like, one, well, definitely bone-in. I like them either hot, like spicy hot, or like a sweet. Hot, like a sweet chili type thing.
Oh, yeah. I like the sweet chili ones, too. It's funny you say that bone in, because that could be a this or that, bone in or boneless. And we had both kinds today, and they were actually both good. But there is a difference. I think there's a different taste with the bone in.
Yeah, like the breading or, yes. Or something.
It's something with the breading. Yeah, and I don't like it overly breaded, so maybe that's why the bone in is... can be sort of less. This is a good one. Truck, because there was a Jeep giveaway where you had to buy a ticket in my area, and it made me think about this. Truck versus Jeep. You have a chance to just get one of these. This or that, which would you take?
Interesting. I've actually never driven a Jeep, so I guess I'll have to go with truck.
Truck. For me, I would go with Jeep. I've driven both. And Jeeps, I mean, people will tell you, oh, don't get a Jeep, it's bleh. But you know what? I like a Jeep. It's cool. Throw the dog in the Jeep and the way it feels, you know, because I like the stick shift. I mean, you get that with a truck, too, but there's something about being in the Jeep. I like Jeeps. Like the rugged Jeep, you know, like the boxy kind of, I call them like the Wrangler Jeeps or whatever. Not the big, new, almost like they look like a sedan Jeep. Not like that. I mean the real Jeeps.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. The Jeep Wranglers are pretty cool. Yeah, I would definitely go with the Jeep Wrangler if I was going to get a Jeep.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And it was fun. I never rode in a Jeep, and of all places, I was coming into Philadelphia to visit my family years ago, and my cousin picked me up, and we went right down in downtown Philly, and of course she, you know, you're in a big city, and then she maneuvered that Jeep down all those little colonial alleys. Cause, you know, it's all that history there. So you have cobblestone streets in the middle of Independence Square, and it was a piece of cake, and I thought, wow, this is a pretty fun ride, actually.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It made me think of that, like, oh, you can maneuver this pretty well. I liked it. All right, so Valentine's Day is coming up, the fourth day of love, and if you're giving a woman, girlfriend, whatever, the choice of these two things, which would you be apt to give? Would it be candy or flowers?
Flowers.
Flowers. Why flowers over candy?
I feel like they're more like meaningful, more romantic, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's more romantic too. I think candy is what people use to give, or you just give candy to all kinds of people. It's not necessarily someone that you're close with. I mean, I shouldn't say that because some people give people candy. I mean, but it's, I don't know. I think like you. I think flowers are more lasting.
Yeah, you see that from, like, your perspective, right? The receiving part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so from my perspective, I mean, anything's fine. But there's always this big build-up for Valentine's Day because I think the other likes to tease me, and he'll be like, well, if you're not nice, you know, the Valentine's is going to get smaller. It's like, well, what are you getting me, a yacht or something? I mean, what, are we going to have a walrus in our backyard? Or, you know, what are you talking about here? So I don't know if he's trying to scare me or just trying to get what he wants. Like, can you please make me a 12-course meal? Because I'm going to, you know, he starts in December. The countdown to Valentine's Day is on, so it's like bribery.
I guess it's not working for him then, huh?
No, it's not working. It's not working at all. All right, that was fun. Thanks, Sir Eric. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to This or That. We have a whole lot of fun doing it. If you have any suggestions, some of you do, send them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. As President Biden and congressional Democrats continue to push for a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, Republican lawmakers and some economists have pushed back against the price tag. A group of Senate Republicans presented the president with a $600 billion proposal last week that they called a more targeted approach. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg echoed the president's words to ABC's This Week that he's afraid Congress won't go big enough to address all the issues.
If you look at the way that economists have responded to this proposal, you know, you've seen economic advisors from the last four administrations. Think about what that means. That's Clinton, Bush, Obama, and even Trump saying that we need to do this. You've got Moody's saying that we could have 4 million fewer jobs if we don't act now. And we're operating in a time of historically low interest rates. This is a moment where the greatest risk we could take, as the president has said, is not the risk of doing too much. It's the risk of doing too little.
This is USA Radio News. The CDC is expected to release new guidelines this week, giving school districts a blueprint for bringing students back into the classroom. President Biden said Sunday that it was time for schools to reopen safely, adding it would take fewer students in each classroom and new ventilation systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that schools have proven they can reopen safely with precautions in place.
Well, I think the prerequisite is putting in place mitigation steps in the schools. The school districts that have reopened successfully, and there was good data out of North Carolina where they did some systematic research looking at the experience in those schools which were open, showed that when they wear masks, when they distance, when they try to take precautions in the classroom, there's very little transmission within the classroom. The schools are not a vector of transmission, and especially children under the age of 14 are less likely to both get infected and transmit the infection. I think it certainly would be good to be able to prioritize teachers to get them vaccinated so they're not at risk from contracting the infection and spreading the infection, but I don't think it's necessarily a prerequisite.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time to hit the headers. What are we all talking about? Meaning, what is the buzz across the land? No doubt about it. We're looking at this snow in the Northeast, and some are saying, oh, thank goodness I don't live there anymore, or thank goodness I don't live there, period. And I grew up in the Northeast, so I look at that I-95. I've talked about it on the show just the other day, and when they were saying, they being the weather people up and down the coastline, look at the map, up to 20 inches of snow in New York City by the time it's all said and done. My goodness. Down 7th Avenue, you couldn't see like 12 inches in front of you. Seriously, no exaggeration. These blizzard conditions are insane. And like I said, I look at 95, that whole area in the Northeast, just a thick blanket of a winter storm, heavy, heavy snow. So power outages, that's the thing that happens. They've shut down the vaccine sites for at least a couple of days, and some of the heaviest accumulations are still happening right now. Parts of New England, our friend Sharon in Maine, who always calls in during our Nailed the Score segment, and that's coming up on Wednesday into Thursday, by the way. They're forecast to see about a foot of snow by the time the storm kind of tapers off on Wednesday evening. 15 inches of snow in Central Park. You could ski in parts of Central Park. I'm not kidding. By late afternoon, probably earlier than that when there was less snow. And some places in New Jersey, they've got about 20 inches of snow too. And now some of that is tapering off. But these blizzard conditions are wild. And they're really urging people
don't drive if you don't have to, because how can you see? I mean, look, all of us have probably been in that situation, right? You're listening to me right now. Close your eyes for a second and think about that time when you thought you could make it from point A to point B. You had to go to the mall and get a Christmas card. You had to go pick up a pizza. You had to go meet your pals. You had to do whatever. I've been there. I've been there in a terrible, terrible snowstorm where you want to talk about white knuckling and holding on to the wheel, because I thought, I'm a good driver. I'm a defensive driver. I think it took me, I don't know how long to go 5 miles, but I look at this and I say, no way would I step out. 50 mile an hour winds in some spots. In Pennsylvania, they're talking about a 67-year-old woman with Alzheimer's, they think, wandered off from her home. She was found dead, sadly, of hypothermia in a street in Allentown. And there have been other things that have happened because of these snow-covered roads, accidents where luckily they weren't fatal. Connecticut governor, I know we got tons of people listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut. Connecticut governor Ned Lamont said the storm forced the postponement of about 10,000 shots and, of course, delayed the resupply of the vaccine that's expected to come on Tuesday. So a lot of those vaccination appointments had to be extended, reshuffled, and you know what that's like trying to get those. And, of course, anybody who was going to school in the Northeast, that was all re-racked. And in New York, the mayor said, no way, schools closed on Tuesday, too. Hundreds of flights were canceled, but this is familiar anyway, right, with the pandemic. But, of course, it happened because there are still some people that are flying. And this shows you how bad it is in New York City. The subway is the lifeline there. So the subway service was also suspended in New York as of like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. So pretty bad. And this is what you look at and you say, yeah, I don't miss that. splashes of snow are fabulous, right? But being blanketed like that, I talked about that whole thing of, you know, shoveling the sidewalks and what you have to do. And I thought, you know, hey, I'll tell you, maybe it was 15 years ago. I was back east and everybody was away. I was staying at my mother's house. And I had to shovel the sidewalks. And I thought, well, I'm in shape. I got the shovel. Are you kidding? I would have paid anyone to just shovel the snow for me. I mean, my arms, it felt like I was hauling logs by the time I was done. And it was over. I just kept going out over like an 8-hour period. It was miserable. Then I really realized the importance of anybody who works in the business of removing snow for you. Oof. All right, speaking of getting snowed in a different way, I think some of the people who voted for this woman got snowed, frankly. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mitch McConnell coming out swing, saying loony lies, and then defending Liz Cheney. So the Senate Minority Leader on Monday went to bat for the Republican conference chair, Cheney, and absolutely condemned any of the remarks from the mouth of freshman Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. McConnell issued a statement condemning the extremist views of Greene, whose support for QAnon and other conspiracy theories has drawn a lot of scorn, of course, from Democrats, but also from a lot of Republicans. People aren't talking about that. Republicans are saying, what is up with this woman? McConnell said the Georgia Congresswoman's embrace of conspiracy theories and loony lies, that's the word, loony lies, is a cancer for the Republican Party. And said that somebody who's suggesting, because this was one of the things she said, one of many, somebody who's suggesting that perhaps no airplane rather hit the Pentagon on 9/11, that horrifying school shootings were pre-staged, and that the Clintons crashed JFK Jr.'s airplane is not living in reality. And he said this has nothing to do with the challenges facing American families or the robust debates on substance that can strengthen our party. So, wow, Mitch McConnell saying I can't allow this to happen. Democrats are for her, for Green, to be censured. That's what they want to see happen, and removed from her committee or even ousted from Congress, as more of her social media activity from before she ran for office have put her in the spotlight. her likes on posts that called for violence against Democrats and posts that outlined wild conspiracies, claiming a space laser may have caused the deadly wildfires in California. I mean, she's the butt of every joke for late-night comedians, and the furor is intensifying after her appointment to the House Education and Labor Committee, and then the revelations in these social media posts that she viewed shooting massacres at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut, my friends in Connecticut, in 2012. What a terrible, awful thing that happened to your lives. And also what happened in Florida, at Parkland in Florida in 2018. She said they were stage events designed to help Democrats promote gun control. This lady does not belong on the Hill representing the Republican Party in Georgia. Listen, all of you who are Republicans, no matter which way you say you go on the pendulum, because we know it can vary. And if the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell sees it, if the Republican Party has a chance to continue to thrive, survive, or even morph into something better that people want and are unsatisfied with what they're seeing in the representatives, this woman cannot be the representative you want. The conspiracy theories belong on talk shows where they talk about conspiracy theories. Let me list them for you. They don't belong in Congress and on the Hill. I agree with Mitch McConnell, and it's very bad for the Republican Party because of what this represents. It's one thing to not agree. It's one thing to not agree even with the election results. It's one thing to be for Donald Trump and have him come to your rally and all that sort of thing. But this is completely on the other side. Trust me, Donald Trump is not agreeing with what she's saying about what happened on 9/11 or what happened in the school shootings or any of that. He would absolutely not agree with any of what she's saying. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out in the next couple of weeks, I think, on the Hill. And speaking of that, of course, the next thing up is what? The Senate impeachment trial, which there's no way there's going to be 17 Republican senators that vote to that vote in favor of saying that Trump should be tagged with inciting the riot and that one article of impeachment. I do not see it. If you look at what has been said, and we all know this, I mean, there's no limb or ledge or plank I'm going out on or piece of brilliant information I'm giving you, because it's obvious, and we knew this heading into this. Anybody looking at it, it's numbers. And of course, the former president knows that, and he has a lot of sway, and he has a lot of sway in what will happen with the Republican Party. That's why the Marjorie Taylor Greene conundrum is a big, big problem for Republicans. And I think once Trump gets through this, he would agree with that. But right now, Trump and his first set of lawyers parted ways. So now there's this next set of lawyers who are handling his trial. They've got papers that they're turning in on Tuesday, and the original attorneys wanted to stress that the Senate shouldn't hold a trial of a former office holder, and that Trump's comments during a January 6th rally did not incite the mob that led to a deadly riot at the Capitol. And I think this is going to be a little bit different the way they do this. And it does come down to the arguments of that he is no longer commander-in-chief and the constitutionality. That's certainly something that could come up. But I think there's other ways that they're going to look at this. And I'll bet you that there is no question, as I said when I started this, that 17 senators are going to say, yeah, he did it. That's it. Boom. And he doesn't get to run for office again, and then he's stamped with that, etc. It's not going to happen. Sean Hannity was saying on his Monday night show that the trial is unconstitutional, nothing more than an effort to prevent Trump from running for president again. And I think the idea is absolutely the Democrats don't want him to run for president again. As I said, he has sway, he has money, he has backing, he has a lot of friends. And I thought for sure, before all this happened, that he would run in 2024 based on conversations I had with people in the know. So this is the first hurdle that his lawyers have to get him through, absolutely, for sure. All right, hang with us as we head for the exits. One final turn here on the show. Stay with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
England this time around to talk to a woman who's fascinating and who's written a book that I think will make you all think you want to trace your ancestors and see if you have any English roots. Angela Fortnum joins us, and she's written a book called Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire. And it's fascinating, some of the things that she found out. We had a great conversation off the air. So, Angela, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for letting me come on.
What was it that made you want to trace your roots?
Well, I always felt happier in the countryside, in a village setting, market town. And so when I retired, took early retirement, after a couple or so years of, shall we say, pottering about, I thought that was a good opportunity to start researching my mother's family. Unusually, it was my mother's family rather than my father's family, but I have recently started to look at his family as well.
So when you started to trace the roots, you know, you go back and you're looking at all kinds of roles and whatnot, and I think people hope, like when they do these ancestry.coms and they start to piece together family history, that it'll just be there neatly somewhere in a book that will tell you, here's where we go all the way back to the very beginning. But it's not about that. It's like a puzzle, isn't it?
It's in a puzzle. There are things that you've got to think about. Why is that happening? For example, my two times grandfather couldn't write. He put a cross on his marriage certificate. He was a baker, so he must have been clever. He could do weights and measures and put down orders from people. So why couldn't he write? Especially as his father was a parish clerk and wrote registers all day, every day. So I started to think about that. And I thought, well, yeah, there's one explanation, and that's grandfather Joseph might have been left-handed. Why should that be important? Well, a lot of his descendants are left-handed, so that's a good start. He could have used that hand to write. But why didn't his father, who could read and write, not set him a task to do reading and writing so he could eventually do it? And then I thought, well, if he is left-handed, it was the days of wet ink, not the famous biro. And so when you write across a page, if you're left-handed, you automatically, well, you do in England anyway, you automatically run your hand over what you've written. Terrible smudges. Disappointment. I'm not going to bother to learn.
Ah, wow. And see, that you had to think about that, and you understand because you're left-handed, so it
yes.
made that light bulb go off that this seems
uh-huh.
logical.
Uh-huh.
Wow, so interesting. And you also told me about a story about a murderer connected
yes.
to your family. Tell everyone that story.
Right. He doesn't feature in this book. He'll probably, if I get round to this, he'll probably feature in another book. But one of my later grandfathers, or should I say earlier grandfathers, married Sarah Gaydon, all sorts of spellings. And a relative of hers was charged with murder. He disappeared off the face of the English earth and went to Australia. Eventually came back, was identified, charged, and given the death sentence. However, Queen Victoria, who was on the throne at the time, pardoned him, and he ended up in prison on the Isle of Wight, which is a small island on the south of England.
Wow. So you found out some really interesting tidbits about your family, and more to come, because as
yes.
you unravel one piece of the tree, something else falls out, doesn't it?
That's right.
How fun has it been to do that, to unravel these leaves that fall out of the tree?
Oh, I like digging about and finding things. That's really, really good for me to do things like that.
So would you say that anybody who wants to trace their roots, that's what you have to have, this open mind and let your mind
yes,
sort of
yes.
think about what could be?
Yes.
When you put together the book, the pages and leaflets of North Oxfordshire, what did that feel like to have that done, to finish it, just to complete this project?
It's good because it's there for posterity. People can learn from it. See what they need to find out to do their own family tree, and realise there are side pieces that you can add on, like my two times great grandfather's brother, who set up the Wigginson Methodist Church. He's not a direct relation of mine, but it's something else that the family did.
Wow, and how interesting is that? And you told me it, in one of the churches, there's a rock that's there.
At Wigginson Church, there's a stone, part of the door frame, remember, like, they built things in stone those days.
Yeah.
And his wife's name's on that because she paid for it.
Wow, how fascinating. So people are listening to us all over the place, not just in America, but in England and Australia and other parts of the world. Give us a couple of quick tips before we get your book on what we can do to look for in tracing ancestry.
Well, as you rightly pointed out, you need an open mind. Don't panic if a lot of people call George or James or Richard or anything like that all seem to have been born around the same time. Relax. Take time to think who the parents are. As well as looking in the parish register, go to the churchyard. See what you can find there. As well as looking on Ancestry, finding a grave, and they have copies of parish registers as well.
Yeah, so that's a good way to find people, because especially how prevalent and how important churches were and the church roles and how they kept them.
Hmm.
Right?
Unfortunately, some records of been rain-soaked, leaking roof or whatever. Some have been lost altogether, but you've got a good framework there to work with.
Yeah. The other thing is, too, isn't it birth certificates and marriage certificates and all of that?
Birth certificates and marriage certificates and death certificates didn't come into being until the 1830s. So, and the census forms, of course. So, that's the more later edition that you can look at.
Yeah.
Or your birth certificate will say who the father was, if they adopt the child, and perhaps an occupation, and obviously it should say where the child was born.
Yeah, I love that. For you, what's the most satisfying thing about doing this?
It, as I said before, I didn't feel happy in the city. I feel more happy in the countryside. And now I feel that they are there in my genes. I prove that's me.
Wow. And that's what it is about unraveling your family history. You learn more about why maybe even certain things resonate, like you said, with you.
Mm, that's right.
Like, why do you prefer one thing over another? A lot of that has to do with ancestry, which is such a fascinating thing. So you have pages and leaflets of North Oxfordshire, which you can find on Amazon, by the way, Angela Fortnum. What a delight to talk to you.
And you're going to... on my website.
And tell us your website.
AngelaFortnum.com.
AngelaFortnum.com, so easy to remember. So
you can buy them through that.
Okay, so you can buy them through...
If you buy it through that, you get a signed copy.
Ah, there you go. So buy through that, you get a signed copy. And what about, you're thinking of another book?
Yes, I've started it, and it's gathering dust, I'm afraid, at the moment. This is another branch of the family tree. This is George and Maria Page. They emigrated to Canada. All their children didn't go. Some stayed in England, but I'm just beginning to unravel that one.
Oh, so imagine what that mystery, where that will lead you. Angela, thanks so much.
The third book, if I ever get that far, will be The Fortnum Family.
Ah, oh, wow, so you have some writing to do, and we look forward to that for sure. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop.
and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.